does he ever have to borrow money? If the master is supporting him, why does the ever have to borrow money of Yechel? What purpose does he have to have more food? The owner is feeding him. So Gemara says lahadafa, where that the Eved wants to have a double. Rashi says, Mizoinus Mruvachim Yoise Mashain Derech Balav Lachiloi. The Eved wants to eat a lot, he wants to have doubles. So for that the master does not have to feed him, but if he wants to have money or food for doubles, then he has a right to borrow money for that, and then when he works he pays it back. But I call upon him, it could be talking about that the master has to feed him the a lease to live on. So we have no proof that the Yodin could tell him, work without me feeding you. Now, the Gemara asks, but since Hegdish is Chal, what the Eved works, belongs to Hegdish, if so, for Leimalai Hegdish, why doesn't Hegdish say to the Eved, Ad Hashta Sagalacha B'loi Hadofa? Up until now, you were getting along with only one portion. You didn't need this extra food. For Hashta Nami Tiskalacha B'loi Hadofa? It's like, why doesn't Hegdish tell the Eved, we don't want you to spend money on the extra portion. We want you to eat the same amount of food you were eating before. In other words, we're talking about now that the master has to feed his Eved the normal meals. Now, whatever the Eved works, all that money goes and belongs to Hegdish. So like, Hegdish is an owner on that money. So how do we say here the Eved has a right to use up some of that money to buy himself doubles, to buy himself more food? It's like taking the money away from Hegdish. We'll soon ask the question, I have a Hegdish, how could the Eved use it all together? He's being Merlin Hegdish. That we'll soon talk about. But right now, the Hegdish... No, even Hegdish, that's only Truma you could eat. Okay. But real Hegdish, nobody could have an orphan Hegdish. That we'll soon talk about. But our core point of the Hegdish is the owner of the paycheck of the Eved. So the question is, how does the Eved have a right to borrow money and then pay back by using his paycheck for that? He's like taking the money away from Hegdish. Hegdish should tell the Eved, we don't want you to do that. Whatever you make, we want to have the money. Ah, you want to have doubles? We don't want to give you money for doubles. Just like you didn't have doubles before, you're not going to have it now. So Gemara says no. The svar is that Hegdish gufa nichalei. If you ask Hegdish, the owner of Hegdish, like the Gizbar, he would also agree and allow the Eved to have a double. Why? Ki heched l'shavach avdei. That he wants the Eved to be healthy and good. In other words, the stronger the Eved is, the better work he'll do. So it's worth it for Hegdish to say, listen, if you want a double, more food, very good, eat as much as you want, in order that you'll be nice and strong and healthy, and therefore you'll be able to do better work for us. So therefore it's worth it for Hegdish that the Eved should be healthy and eat more, even though they have to pay for it. So now the question is, though, true, Hegdish gives them permission to do it, but the question is, how could the Eved use his paycheck to pay back the money he borrowed? The money that he makes right away is Hegdish. So Gemara asks, Oiso Pareya, what are you telling me now? That the Eved first borrows money, and then he works, and from the paycheck that he works he pays back. So Gemara asks, Kama Kama Kodesh Lai. The first pruta, the first penny that he makes, is Hegdish. Because the master already was Makdish, the Maisi Yadayim. He said, whatever the Eved makes is Hegdish. So if so, how could the Eved pay back the money? The money is Hegdish. So Gemara answers like this. The poches, poches, mishava pruta. It's talking about every little bit of work that you do, the smallest amount, that for that you get a half a penny, as if you're saying that half a penny right away, I'm paying for the loan that I took for the food. So Rashi learns the poches, poches, mishava pruta means, achla titzarif ha-pruta. Before the pruta comes together, that is, before you have, you worked, a pruta's worth of money, your friend will pay back right away. And Rashi learns the lechal hegdish apokos mesheva pruta. That halacha that hegdish cannot be chal on something that's less than a sheva pruta. That's the way out. When he does every little drop of work that he does, and we look as if he gets a payment, the little bit payment that he gets, right away he's saying that money should go to hegdish. So that money goes to pay back for the loan that he took. So therefore, that's the way he pays up the loan before it even becomes hegdish. Tosis learns, not like that, Tosis learns Hegdish could be chal on Pocha Mesheva Pruta, but Tosis learns here the svari is that's the das of an ayodim. When the person, the owner, the master was Matish, the pay of his Eved, in his mind was he'd only be Matish a Pocha Mesheva Pruta. Less than a Mesheva Pruta, he didn't have in mind to be Matish. So I think the Stifler talks about this over here, that there are two parts here. Of course, whatever the Eved makes really belongs to Hegdish. Like, Hegdish is the owner. Therefore, the Gemara before is the Kasha Hegdish, if he doesn't want the Eved to have a double, he can't use the money for doubles. So Gemara says, no, Hegdish allows him to do it. But even after Hegdish allows him, still the money itself has an Issa Hegdish on it. If it has an Issa Hegdish, Hegdish can't give you permission to use it. There's an Issa Mila on the money. So that's what Gemara says, if you use Pachis Mishaba Prutam, it's not Chal the Issa Hano, the Issa Mila of Hegdish. It's only that you're using like Hegdish's money. On that Hegdish lets you do it, they give you permission. Just if it would be Chal the Issa Mila on the money, so then you couldn't use it. So that's the Gemara's answer, that tochus mishava pruta, less than the value of a pruta, it's not chal the yisuri hegdish on it. Therefore, that much money, you could, that amount, you could pay back.
Obviously, it's not very much, though.
Well, every little pruta you pay back, and it adds up. I mean, you work a little bit, and that little bit that you make, you're paying back the loan. Next little bit, I mean, eventually it adds up. Eventually, you'll be paying back $10 worth, it could be. Because when you pay back every little bit of by itself, before it's chal the yis to hegdish on it, you already give it to the person that you borrowed it from. So Gemara says, "Hachinami mispar." This is the way. This is the svar also like this. The Yomar Rav, because Rav, I'll bring you proof that this is the pshat over here. Because if not, it's a stirin Rav. Because Rav also said another halacha. The Yomar Rav, Rav said that hamak dishidei avdoi. If a master says that what is eved works, I want that work to be hegdish. So here it says the hegdish is not chal. And therefore, Oyser Eved, that Eved, Oyser could do work right away, doesn't have to borrow the money here. But let him right away do work for Yoichel. And he could eat and eat from what he makes. In other words, the Hegdish is not Chal. Diloy Avdeh, because if he doesn't take care of himself, man polachloy, who's going to feed him? So that's the svara that the Eved has a right to use his paycheck for himself. In other words, the Hegdish here is not Chal. Now why? See, Yarmut, if you're going to tell me, Bishlei Mahach B'maylo, the first price is talking about that the master is supporting his Eved, is feeding him. Therefore, the paycheck, the money is supposed to go back to the master. Therefore, if the master was Makdashid, the Hegdish is Chal. B'maylo and V'yeni Yochel, that really the master can't just tell his Eved, work for me and I won't pay you. He can't do that, he has to feed him. Therefore, the first price is where he's feeding him. Behold, the second halacha of Rav that says the Hegdish is not chal b'she'en o'malo, when the master is not feeding his Eved. If he's not feeding the Eved, then the pay that the Eved works belongs to himself. He does not have to give it to his master. So that's more as good why the Hegdish is not chal, like it doesn't belong to the master. So then it comes out very good. There's no steer in Rav. Ela, but if, Iyarmut, you want to tell me, Hach b'shein malo, that the first price is talking about where the master is not feeding him. And v'yochol, that a master has the right to tell his Eved to work, even though I'm not going to pay you. If so, and di loyav de man polachlei, that you said a svara, if you're not going to feed him, who will take care of him? That we don't care about that. Man de boy niflachei, whoever wants to take care, will take care of him. Like on this side, the master has the right to say to his Eved, I'm not taking care of you. I own you, I want you to work for me, and I'm not going to feed you. Where would you get your money from to live on? Go collect money from tzedakah. So if you want to say that's the pshat, then it's a stir in Rav. So why in the first case is the Hegdish Chal, and the second case it's not Chal, it's a stira? El Olav, it has to be, isn't it? Shemamid, from here it's a proof, that ain't a yochel, that a master has no right to tell his Eved to work without me paying you. Therefore, in the first case where the Odin is feeding his Eved, then the paycheck goes to the Odin, he could be Makdashit. But in the second case where the Odin, the master, is not feeding his Eved, therefore the paycheck does not go to the master cannot make it Hegdish. That's why the second Brisa says the Eved has a right to work and keep his paycheck. So Shema Amin is so far here, it's a proof that a master, the Odin, cannot tell his Eved to work without me feeding you. Now Toshima, come and bring another proof, just the opposite. The Yomer Reb Yechon says like this: Hakateya Yad Avdo Shachaveroi. If somebody goes in rooms, cuts off the hand of somebody else's Eved Kenami, so Locher is like he's somebody's a Mazik. Is Noisen Shiftoi or Fuasal Rabbi? When you go to pay now for the Hezek that you did, you have to pay Shifta. Means the fact he's not working now, so you gave him a loss. He can't work or Fuasal the doctor bills. You have to pay it to the master, to the Yodin. Tomorrow we'll soon ask the doctor to go to the doctor, not to the master. But I call upon him, it says, the shiftoi, and of course it goes to the rabbi. And it also says, the yoisa eved, this eved, nizam in a tzedakah, collects his money from tzedakah. So you see here, the master is not feeding his eved. And still we say, shiftoi means the fact that he's not working, that money goes to the master. So shmarmin of merits approve just the opposite. That yochol harav loimer, according to Rabbi Yechon at least, according to Rabbi Yechidah, it comes out that the master could tell his Eved that Yochel Rav Loimel Liyevad Asei Mi V'Yena Zonach, work for me and I won't feed you. That's why here the food the Eved gets is from tzedakah. Still, the fact that he can't work for the loss that the person caused, that money goes to the master. As if to say, if the Eved would be working, the money would go to the master. So you see, the Odon could tell him, work without me feeding you. Tomorrow says, no, I tell you, we're talking about over here again, no, the master is feeding him. If so, why does he have to collect money from tzedakah? He's getting fed from the master. Tomorrow says, ladofa, again, he wants to eat more than just what the master is giving him. If so, nizan, what's the lashon of nizan min tzedakah? Nizan is a lashon of exactly what you need. Misparnes mi boile. Parnosa means not exactly what you need, but anything you want to use, even the more. It's like here you're using more than that. So it should have said a lashon of parnosa and not the lashon of nizan. Nizan is mashm, even the exact amount that you want to eat is you don't have, even the initial food you don't have. So Gemara says, Allah shvamid, from here it's a proof that again we're talking about where the master is not feeding his eved. And here it's a proof that Yochel, that Odin has the right to tell his Eved, work for me and I won't feed you. I call upon him according to Rabbi Yechonon, and you have this proof. Shema mean it's a proof, that's what Rabbi Yechonon holds. Omar Mar, I call upon him, we just said before, that Noisei Shifter for Osel Rabbi, that the fact the Eved cannot work, you damaged him, for that work you have to pay the Nestor and the Refuah. The Gemara asks, Shifter Pshita. Of course, a shift to the fact what he can't do work now, because if the Eved would be working, the master would get the money. So now that he can't work, Pshita, you have to pay the master. What's the Chiddush? So Gemara says, Refuah Yitzchuchle. No, that the doctor bills you pay to the master, that's the Chiddush. So Gemara first asks the Kasha, Refuah Didei, is it true that Refuah goes to the Yodon, the boy Yisuyevei? Look, you have to pay the doctor bill. You have to pay it to the doctor. What do you mean to say it goes to the Odon? Why does the master get the doctor bill? It should go to the doctor. So Gemara says, Le'etzrich, we're talking about like this. The Yomdu Olechamishu Yoyma. That really at the beginning the doctor said it's supposed to take 5 days. He needs 5 days worth of treatments. That's what he needs. And therefore the doctor bill should have been $100. But the Yovdulei Sama Harifa, what came out though in the middle though, the doctor gave a very strong type of a medicine. The Yasa Batlosa Yoyman, he got healed up in 3 days. So therefore now the doctor bill was only, let's say, like $70. It was cut short, the doctor bill. So Mazatem, I would have thought to say, Sara Didehu. You know why you saved yourself $30? Because the Eved took a lot of pain. In other words, a normal medicine without so much pain would have taken 5 days. You would have had to pay $100. Now that the doctor gave him very painful medicine, he got cured up in 3 days. So the doctor bill is only $70. But I call upon him, this extra $30 really was because of the tsar, the pain that the Eved took. In other words, since the Eved took a lot of pain, he got healed up earlier. So I would have thought to say this extra $30 should go to the Eved himself, because the pain is in his goof, his body, that he deserves to keep it. Kamash Malon, that's the Chiddush, know that any type of money that comes to the Eved, when he's an Eved Kanani, always goes to the Yodin. The Yodin always has the right to get that money. So even for Tsar, even though somebody is paying for the pain that the Eved has, still that money goes straight to the Master. That's the Chiddush over here. Tanya will learn like this. Back to our mission again, that Omer Reb Loza, or Marno Lor LeMeir, we said back to Meir, in other words, again in the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir was the one that said it's a chav for an isha to receive a get. That's very good. But he says also it's a chav for an eved to receive cheres. For an eved to go out free, it's called a chav. It's something, if it asked the Eved, he would not want it. Therefore, we cannot do it like without his permission, Shleibifon. On this, the Chum said back to Meir, why? It should be a schus, it should be something good for the Eved to go out free. He doesn't have to work anymore. That's the kash. We said back to Meir, for lo ischusul the Eved chesem nachas mitachas yad rabba lecheres. Oh, Malonu, Ramei answered back and said, no, Chayvahuloi. No, it's something bad for the Eved. Why? Shimhoi Eved Kayin. If this Eved Kanani would have belonged to a Kayin, so Paislam in Atruma. Now that when he goes out free, the Shtar Shichur is freeing him that he cannot eat Truma anymore. So that's a loss. Because we know to eat Truma is a big chus. It's easy, it's cheap. But people that sell Truma, they are selling at a very cheap price because not too many people would buy it. Therefore, if you're a person that's allowed to eat truma, you can get a very good deal. So it's a chayv now for the eved to lose his chus to eat truma. That's why Reb Meir said it's a chayv. Omar noloi, so the chum said back to Reb Meir, no, v'haloi ma'im yirtzah shle lozoin v'shtol panosoi rishoi. But if the master doesn't want to feed his eved, he has a right not to feed him anyway. So it's not called a chayv now that the master is giving him a shichur and he can't eat the truma. Because if the master wanted to, he didn't have to feed them all together. Omar Lonu, on this Rameyeh said back, no, still, so what? Uma ilu eved kain shebaruch. What would be the loch if you're an eved kinani, that you belong to a kain, and you run away from the kain? See, even though the kain is not feeding you now, but you, wherever you are, could eat truma. And that's the schus, that you can get truma very cheap and have a good buy out of it. Same thing, v'yeshes kain shemorda. Let's say the wife of a kain runs away from him. Mordal by the runs away from her husband, but there's no get yet. Haloyech lemetruma. In both cases, the eved that ran away and the wife that ran away, they could both eat truma. V'zev. But now, in this case, when the master is giving a get shichra to his eved, ain't a yoichel. He's not allowed to eat truma. So that's why Rameyah said that's a chayv. It's something bad for the eved to be freed. Avol isha chayv hula shekain postla min hatruma u'masida min amazonos. Now the Chum is saying back, this we agree though. And Isha, we agree for her it's a choy, because not only is she losing a truma, but she's also losing her mezonos. So Mora says, my komalei, my komahadalei, what's the question back and forth? What was he asking and what was he answering? So Mora says, okay, komalhu. This is what the Chum said back to Remeya. He shaftuni ala mezonos. This is what Remeya said back. You answered me about the mezonos. Very good. That an Eved is not called losing out from the fact he gets freed, because if the master wanted to, he didn't have to feed him even when he was a slave. So the fact he's losing his mezonos, that's nothing. That I agree with Meir says. But matashivuni ala truma. What are you answering me about truma? I hold that truma, it's a chayv. Now that the Eved is being freed, he can't eat truma, it's a big chayv for him. V'chi tamer, maybe you want to tell me like this. That's not called the chayiv. We don't see the shtar shichur is what's giving him the chayiv. Because maybe boy is zorik legito posolei. Because if the master wanted to, even without appointing a shliach to give over the get shichur to the eved, the master could just throw the get to the eved. Let's say the eved's in the rishus rabim. If he throws the get within his dalar amis, the eved is kind of the shtar shichur bakorcho. In other words, the master has the right to free his eved without his will. So therefore, what are you telling me now? It's a chayiv with this shlichus. The fact he gave the get to the shlich is doing a chayiv to the eved. And no, this could have been done even by a koch of the eved. So the Gemara says that's not true. No, the Gemara says shavag levi yorich v'yosli yalman. That's not true. If the eved would ever see that his master was coming after him to give him a get shichur, the eved would just run away. So it's not so easy for the master to throw the get shichur to the eved and land when he's in the dalar amis. Because if the eved sees the master coming and giving him a get shichur, just run away. So it's not so easy for a master to free his eved. So if so, when the master now gives the shliach the shtar shichur, this shliach is doing a choy for the eved. He's making it dead on the tzadi is an eved koying. He's going to lose his chus. He doesn't want it. So that's what Meir Svara. That's what he says.